Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and I am your lifetime imprint leader. I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves throughout the four components of life. And that would be spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. I hold virtual group and family workshops on on leaving an imprint. I will help you to understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you should start facilitating simple things into your lives just by getting rid of the stress that plagues our world today. So if you are that person that are in the process of overcoming battles, this is the show for you, because this is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom, hope, ambition, faith, and inner strength. Plus, it covers a variety of life-changing topics that is designed to encourage listeners who are worldwide. That's right, I said worldwide. So you have to remember that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So I thank you again for tuning in to our show every Wednesday. And I want you to know that this show is all about listening to stone cold truth. My guests will share with you nothing but the truth on things that they have overcome in their life journey and things that they are actually doing. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. I have a phenomenal guest with me today. Honestly, he is absolutely amazing. I had the opportunity of meeting him and fellowshipping with him and just reading about some of his accomplishments. Not only reading, but this, you know, he's that person that I like to say that there's proof and evidence in the things that he is doing in his life journey. He will be a legacy for infinity. He will be that person that is leaving an imprint for infinity. So I'm going to step aside for the moment and allow my guests. Yes, my guests. I'm telling you. I've been trying to get with him for the longest. His name is Dr. Bronco. And I want to say it's Tamba. He's going to correct me. Watch me. So he's a world civility leader from Liberia, but he's actually here in the great, in the U.S. of A. So, and I'm telling you, I have identified him as an amazing man who's leaving an imprint for infinity. So Dr. Bronco, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Betty Speaks. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Excuse me for bunching up your name. I would love for you to give the correct pronunciation of your name and tell us who you are. And I think I did say you hail from Liberia, but I could be wrong in that as well. And just let us know that your accomplishments thus far. Did I lose you? I may have lost him temporarily
My name is
because.
Branko.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Branko Satamba. I'm from Liberia, West Africa. So, in terms of the name, back home we have kids' name in order of their birth. So, being Sa is like the first child from our tradition. And I'm glad to be on the show today and truly grateful for all you do. And I'll be sharing a little bit of my initiative and everything I'm involved with. As you said, we live in a world today wherein there are a lot of chaos, hate, a lot of things just going all around. The only way to stay alive and keep moving is to get to that point to understand we gotta motivate ourselves. We gotta stand up for things that is right. We gotta be that voice that is there to provide voice to the voiceless. And just to give a little bit of background on me, I came from a very poor background in Africa. My mom never went to formal school, not because she didn't want to, but tradition at the time requires that women were not allowed to go to school. And all of that plays a very, very, important part of my journey. Because even though she wasn't formally school, she still have value in education. They try along with my dad to help me a full, just a first semester tuition to get in school, vocational school. And today I can tell you the rest is history. I came in the US actually in 2012 of April. And when I came up, I saw the need to be able to extend the family business into the US. And the business is Tamba & Son Construction. And it's interesting because Tamba & Son Construction was a dream of my dad. He wanted to do this, but never had a chance to do it. So when I was born, he always kept telling me when I was growing up, I wanted to do this, establish a family business that will be a foundation that will create opportunity for people. But he never did it, So when you grow up, I want you to do this. So gradually, I became involved, and that's how we get a family business going back home. When I came in the US in 2012, I decided I wanted to establish the same business, honoring him, and just keeping that legacy. And what I've learned in the process, when you align your vision with your generational promise, success will always find you. And that has been a light onto my path. Because every family or every generation has a promise that God has given them. You need to just find that. And when you find that, make sure that whatever you do and whenever you do it, always stay connected to your roots and that promise that God has given your generation. Because every generation has a little bit of light they're supposed to shine into the world. So it's important that we all know that God created every generation for the purpose. We have to find our purpose and try to shine that light that will be a help to all us around the world. So my initiative, based on my experience and seeing everything happening, is called the Bridge Call Civility. The Bridge Call Civility is a call to action, challenging individuals, families, and nations around the world to step up and be a bridge builder. Many a time, we try to destroy system or principle only because we didn't have the ability to make things work. But my initiative is saying, let's step up and be that bridge that connects people to people rather than people using things to get, you know, or using people to get things. And we see that many times, wherein it's all about status. This is who I am. This is what I have. This is the level I'm at. And you are at that level. But my initiative with the bridge called civility, we're saying, listen, regardless who you are, what you are, we all have a responsibility to make a difference in this world. And if we can step up and answer the bridge called civility, we can be the change that the world needs and the hope that the world wants. So my initiative recognizes that, yes, there's everything happening around the world. We go from COVID-19 to hate, discrimination, dishonor within our society, and just seeing kids against kids, parents against kids, and seeing so much thing going on. That was not the true nature or intent of God. His purpose and plan for human race was perfect, and it's always been perfect. We were meant to be a community, a family that stand up for one another, to support each other, to be the voice for the voiceless. But today we find out we cannot even agree on the choice of food that we eat on the table. We find out today many families have been destroyed, parents away, the father in prison, the mother in prison. And once the family is broken, you find out there is a problem. Because when you have both mother and father in the homes, you begin to raise a healthy family, great kids. Example is me. I'm blessed to have had the opportunity to have both my mom and my dad being there through all this process. Even during the Civil War we had, my mom was there, and I can tell you, between the two of them, there are a lot they have in common, but there are also some things that separate each of them. I call my father the father of faith. No matter how things gets bad, he always look up to God and say, you know, let's move this time. We're not going. We have to stay. And whenever you say that, God has always protected us from massacre or some ritualistic killing. Because God always used to give him that word of knowledge that helped protect our family during the war. Mm-hmm. I'm from a community today where in a lot of family lost their kids during the Civil War. But God protected our family. And I'm saying as that community. So even with my initiative, when I came up here, I felt the need to be able to make an impact back home. And with the Bridge Called Civility Initiative, the vision is simple. To be the bridge that answered the bridge call, to promote the culture of honors within family, society, and nations, to inspire people to follow their dreams, honor global bridge builders around the world annually, to help alleviate family and people to become less reliant on government and have them empowered in the way that they can fulfill their God-given potential. Like when I came up here in the U.S. For the first time, it was difficult for me. There was no way to get around, no family here, nowhere to tell me where to go. And I got assistance from the government at the time to help my family get on my feet. But even during that process, I was always curious to know, what are some of the things I can do that can help me get on my feet rather than just staying on the assistant? And I was helpful to get the necessary information And I can tell you, the process of resettling was so quick for me and my family. And people begin to wonder, how do you do this?
Yes.
So this is from where I came from and realized that the more we can empower people, less reliance on someone, it's a great thing.
Yes. I want to pause you for a second. You did break up on me a couple of times, but that's okay because you came back on immediately. But you have you have been profound in what you have been sharing. And I honestly, you just don't know how your conversation just impact my life. And it's like, I'm still not doing enough. I feel as though I still haven't done enough. And you tell me that your family was involved in the Civil War, and, you know, because of your father's faith, you know, and his beliefs, you all were protected. And honestly, you were protected throughout the war, the massacres and different things that are going on. And because your father had a desire to be an entrepreneur so he could help others, it wasn't for himself, but he wanted to not only be able to continue to provide for his family, but he wanted to provide for the lives of others. He wanted to, as you would say, build that bridge and allow others to walk across that bridge and continue to build a bridge with loyalty, integrity, and all of the values and morals that one would want their community to inherit or to develop or to walk in their life journey. So you are definitely an imprint leader. You have definitely built a legacy that will last for infinity, because what I've heard you say is that what you started in Africa, you brought on into the United States. So, and your parents are still alive to see their dreams come true by their baby. You know, you said from the time I was a baby, my father said what he wanted me to do. You know, if he fell, he was breathing that into your atmosphere. He was breathing his dreams, his desires, his hopes. And when I say the word hope, hope is help other people excel. Hope is help other people enjoy life. That's my acronym for hope. Help other people every day. So you have to, honestly, I can, this is like why you are here on Overcoming Battles. You know, my show is actually Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. And bringing about civility is what I'm switching into, because you are definitely a genuine civility leader. And it's so good to be tethered with you. For the most part, you've asked my questions on, like, what motivated you to start your business? You say it was dad. It was my father. It is something he wanted to do, so I had to do it. You know, you've answered like all my questions. I have five of them for you. And then you said that, did you have setbacks or challenges that you had to overcome through these journeys? Yes. You guys were involved in the Civil War. You guys were involved in things that were going on around you, but it didn't stop you. The motivation was still there. And then one of the other ones was, who or what has been your greatest inspiration during this journey? You said it was my dad. My dad had faith. He had that monumental faith, in him. Whatever he believed, it came to pass. And I'm going through these questions because you've answered them, and I wanted to reiterate them to our audience. And then
Yes.
You actually gave the definition to the bridge call for civility. The bridge call for civility. You gave us your definition on that, and I think it's so profound to allow others to know why you are doing this initiative and why it will be a worldwide movement. Oh my goodness, a worldwide movement, the bridge call civility. And then, you know, did I miss anything?
Oh boy, you are right on the dot.
Yes. And this is what I usually do is I, when I speak with my guests, I get the opportunity to ask these questions, but
yeah.
You know, I wanted to recapture what mm-hmm. you said, because this will become a worldwide movement, and you started your father's dreams, and there's nothing more important than generational promises. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that, and I said I'm going to run away with that. Generational promises is an imprint for infinity.
Oh.
That's what you're doing, and you kept your father's promise. You, because that's what he breathed in your ear. Remind me of watching the movies Roots, as I think Alex Haley was his name, as he would take the child in his hand as a child was born, and he would lift that child up into the air and yes. just breathe generational. You seen yes. that scene?
I heard about that. Yeah. And I watched most of those stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I just remembered the promise. Him holding each baby up as they were born. Yeah. And it, to me, that was a generational promise. You're That's not going to go through what we went through. You will go forward and do something better. Mm-hmm. You will make the generational promise come to pass. You know,
Amen.
That's what you were saying to us today. And how can our audience stay in touch with you?
Well, you have my emails. And if they want to learn more, they can also go to tamaandsons.com. That is the business website. They can find all of my information on there. So it's Tamba, TAMBAHANDSONS.com. So on the website, they have information and even picture of my dad, my mom, and also the story of how this all big dream from a little country, a little town in Liberia came to America. So it's true that I don't know.
It really is. And it has been such an honor having you here with us. I wanted to chat, you know, just talk about Proverbs. The book of Proverbs 28 verse 6, better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his Amen. Ways. You know, yeah. so money might seem to be everything these days. Mm-hmm. Some people trade their integrity to be one of the rich, but the Christian view of wealth is very different from the world. Integrity yes. is infinity. More important than riches that will not last. So you spoke about the fact that I came from a very poor, we were very poor, but I went to school, I went to an, I got my education for the most part, and you just kept going. So as I listened to you, that particular verse came to mind because of your integrity. That will last for infinity, and people will want to do more. You were blessed abundantly based on the integrity that you inherited from your father. Yeah. So you took me away, and this show is all about resurrecting one individuals from where they are in life right now. Remember that I said strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes mm-hmm. from overcoming things you once thought you couldn't. So it's not in my mind. I cannot believe that that Dr. Bronco could not fulfill his father's dream. You know, he took his strength and ran with it. So I want to say thank you all for tuning in to our show today. You know, this has been so emotional for me. I'm emotional anyway. I just get sensitive to things that I hear that is so true. So, and strong people, he's a strong individual. You know, I always tell my guests that strong people are not simply born, they resurrect by mm-hmm. sharing their imprints they generate throughout their life journey. So he yeah. has an imprint that came from Africa all the way to the United States based on something that his father wanted to do. And it's like, Dad, if you want this accomplished, I will make sure, I would do everything within my being to allow this dream of yours to manifest. And that's mm-hmm. exactly what he did. So mm-hmm. the bridge called for civility. Get ready, because he said it would be a world movement. And we will have him back because he's doing some amazing things. We haven't even touched all the other things that he's doing, but because of our show, and we want listeners to be engaged, and you can reach out to him. Definitely visit his website, Tamba and Sons. That's TAMBAHANDSONS.com. You got to go visit that. Look at his parents' photos. They're still alive. Look at them. You know, celebrate them while they are here. And I thank you also, Dr. Baca. I can't thank you enough for being here. I'm so honored to be tethered with you. And I appreciate you adopting me as one of your sisters. Continue to leave your imprint for infinity. Do you have anything last that you would like to say to our audience?
I just want to let the audience know, and those who are in the position, stuck and feel that, you know, this is the end of war. I tell you what. It's not. Once you are still breathing, you know, you have the light that is inside that can still be shining. They told me I couldn't do it. I couldn't be an engineer in this country. I couldn't do construction. Because what I learned from Africa was not going to work. I was told it was not possible. You know, a guy coming from somewhere way far in Africa, places where in for the first time, I was the only first child that made my parents to even own a vehicle, just to tell you how bad our story was, you know. So it happens. And I just want to let you know, anything is possible once you put your mind to it. Life will bring us turmoil, trials, and tribulation. But when we keep holding on to our faith, work hard, and just continue to promote that culture of honor and discipline, we can get there. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. I so agree with you wholeheartedly, my brother. You know, I said it before, if you're lacking in motivation right now, the to the point where it's keeping you stuck in life, the only person that's standing in your way is you. So move out of your way and go do something. He's right. You're going to be faced with challenges, and that's the purpose of this show, you know. You have to overcome those things and stay tethered with those that are moving. You know, it's like if you want to run a race, you got to run with runners. You can't run with walkers because they're walking and you want to run. So I'm so honored that I had him today for a guest. And I love you with all my heart, my brother. Continue to do great things. And I look forward to being with you again. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.